Well, I hope you're nicely settled down and ready for bed. So in this week's edition of Sleep Stories, this one's called The Windy Day. And I gave myself the task of conjuring little sketches and stories that wouldn't be too exciting, because we don't want to get you excited, we want to send you off to sleep. So this one is just, I guess, a mishmash of various walks in the park I've had on autumn days. And when I got the idea for this, it wasn't long past autumn, so I still remembered the golden leaves and the rain. And now I'm sitting in spring. Funny how it goes. Anyway, let's get you off to sleep. As normal, until somebody tells me different, I'm just going to play this sketch three times. There isn't really any story to it, so I don't mind if you doze off, either the first time or the subsequent times. The only thing I would say is, and I don't want to make you too alert, if you remember when you're awake and you want to tell somebody about my Sleep Stories podcast, that would be great. Anyway, here it is, A Windy Day. The Windy Day. You're walking through the park well wrapped up, and it's windy, and your scarf flaps, and you're glad you've got your hat and gloves on because the year is turning, and the temperature is cooling. Above, the clouds rush by, rags and scraps driven by a high wind, and below the sky, the lake is choppy, and lots of wavelets run in lines across the water, bobbing the boats that lie roped up. Only one brave soul and his little son take to the water and go out on a rowing boat. And they're laughing as they row, and the little boy loves the bouncing boat and he's happy dad. You walk along the path through a thick stand of trees, and the leaves blow and bluster, and some fly off the branches. Piles of leaves lie beside the track in gold and orange and bronze, because autumn's here, and the bushes have berries, red and black and yellow and white, and squirrels hide in the brushwood watching with bright eyes until you're gone, though some are brave enough to rush out to add to their collection of beechnuts and acorns and hazelnuts, and they hoard them in their fat cheeks and then scurry to bury the nuts somewhere secret before winter comes. And you walk on. The wind makes your cheeks rosy, and your hands are warm in your woolly gloves, and your feet crunch on twigs and gravel as you stroll. The wind blows and the clouds scud across the sky, but suddenly the sun comes out and catches the trees golden bright. Ahead, a dog runs after a stick. A child throws a frisbee, and the heavens between the clouds are blindingly, brilliantly blue. Head in front of a small wood across a mowed lawn where mushrooms appear in fairy circles, beside a pond with a gushing fountain in the shape of a dolphin in a grey stone basin, is a cafe. The cafe looks Victorian. It was probably the park keeper's cottage in years gone past, but is now converted to offer scones and tea and coffee, and hot buttered toast, and fruit tea cakes. You bet that inside there'll be ginger cake, and lemon drizzle cake, and Victoria sponge cake. But if you don't want cake, you can simply have tea, or coffee, or Diet Coke. You enter, a bell rings, the glass door is clouded by condensation. You take off your hat and scarf and gloves, and a waitress shows you to the table by the window. From the window, you can see the pond with its dolphin fountain, and beyond that, the golden-leafed wood. And there, past the wood, lies the lake you strolled by before, a And there at the lake, the dad and the son are mooring the boat and making ready to go home. There are fewer people around now, and the sun goes behind a cloud and it begins to rain, streaking the window. The rain is beautiful. The woman with an apron comes to take your order, and you decide you'll have a hot chocolate in a mug. When she brings the drink, it comes in a white porcelain mug, and beside it is a square of dark chocolate, with crystals of minted sugar embedded inside, which you can take or leave, depending on your preference. The chocolate is sugar-free if you don't like sugar, and fat-free if you don't like fat, and chocolate-free if you don't like chocolate. Though, if you don't like chocolate, why did you order a mug of it? Not that that matters. The rain keeps falling. It runs in patterns down the window, rivers and rivulets and ribbons of rain. And you clean away the condensation with your napkin to watch the dog and his man, hood up, head down, to avoid the rain. Though it's raining, the dog is having fun, bringing back sticks for the man to throw again and again and again. But you are not outside in the shower. You are inside in the lovely warm cafe. You have a delicious mug of hot chocolate or coffee or tea or a glass of Diet Coke. And you could have a sandwich if you wanted. You can stay here in the warm as long as you want. Yes, that's true. You can stay here as long as you want. And you think you will. Yes, you think you will. It's cozy and it's friendly. And there's a fire in the hearth, a real fire, piled with logs. And they've got an autumn wreath of oak leaves and acorns, brambles and bindweed. It's nice here, and you can stay. And in the warmth, you feel drowsy. Yes, why not stay as long as you like? You see, the cafe is a dream cafe. So you can stay as long as you like. Sleep. It's just a dream. You can sleep. Dream of the cafe in the park on that windy day. Dream of the cafe in the park on a windy day in October. Dream. Sleep. Rest. Dream. The windy day. You're walking through the park well wrapped up, and it's windy, and your scarf flaps, and you're glad you've got your hat and gloves on because the year is turning and the temperature is cooling. Above, the clouds rush by, rags and scraps driven by a high wind, and below the sky, the lake is choppy and lots of wavelets run in lines across the water, bobbing the boats that lie roped up. Only one brave soul and his little son take to the water and go out on a rowing boat. And they're laughing as they row, and the little boy loves the bouncing boat and he's happy dad. You walk along the path through a thick stand of trees, and the leaves blow and bluster, and some fly off the branches. Piles of leaves lie beside the track, in gold and orange and bronze, because autumn's here and the bushes have berries, red and black and yellow and white, and squirrels hide in the brushwood watching with bright eyes until you're gone, though some are brave enough to rush out to add to their collection of beechnuts and acorns and hazelnuts, and they hoard them in their fat cheeks and then scurry to bury the nuts somewhere secret before winter comes. And you walk on. The wind makes your cheeks rosy, and your hands are warm in your woolly gloves, and your feet crunch on twigs and gravel as you stroll. The wind blows and the clouds scud across the sky, but suddenly the sun comes out and catches the trees golden bright. Ahead, a dog runs after a stick. A child throws a frisbee, and the heavens between the clouds are blindingly, brilliantly blue. Head in front of a small wood across a mowed lawn where mushrooms appear in fairy circles. Beside a pond with a gushing fountain in the shape of a dolphin in a grey stone basin is a cafe. The cafe looks Victorian. It was probably the park keeper's cottage in years gone past, but is now converted to offer scones and tea and coffee and hot buttered toast and fruit tea cakes. You bet that inside there'll be ginger cake and lemon drizzle cake and Victoria sponge cake. But if you don't want cake, you can simply have tea or coffee or Diet Coke. You enter, a bell rings, the glass door is clouded by condensation. You take off your hat and scarf and gloves, and a waitress shows you to the table by the window. From the window, you can see the pond with its dolphin fountain, and beyond that, the golden-leafed wood. And there, past the wood, lies the lake you strolled by before. And there at the lake, the dad and the son are mooring the boat and making ready to go home. There are fewer people around now, and the sun goes behind a cloud and it begins to rain, streaking the window. The rain is beautiful. The woman with an apron comes to take your order, and you decide you'll have a hot chocolate in a mug. When she brings a drink, it comes in a white porcelain mug, and beside it is a square of dark chocolate with crystals of minted sugar embedded inside, which you can take or leave, depending on your preference. The chocolate is sugar-free if you don't like sugar, and fat-free if you don't like fat, and chocolate-free if you don't like chocolate. Though, if you don't like chocolate, why did you order a mug of it? Not that that matters. The rain keeps falling. It runs in patterns down the window, rivers and rivulets and ribbons of rain. And you clean away the condensation with your napkin to watch the dog and his man, hood up, head down, to avoid the rain. Though it's raining, the dog is having fun, bringing back sticks for the man to throw again and again and again. But you are not outside in the shower. You are inside in the lovely warm cafe. You have a delicious mug of hot chocolate or coffee or tea or a glass of Diet Coke. And you could have a sandwich if you wanted. You can stay here in the warm as long as you want. Yes, that's true. You can stay here as long as you want. And you think you will. Yes, you think you will. It's cozy and it's friendly. And there's a fire in the hearth, a real fire, piled with logs. And they've got an autumn wreath of oak leaves and acorns, brambles and bindweed. It's nice here, and you can stay. And in the warmth, you feel drowsy. Yes, why not stay as long as you like? You see, the cafe is a dream cafe. So you can stay as long as you like. Sleep. It's just a dream. You can sleep. Dream of the cafe in the park on that windy day. Dream of the cafe in the park on a windy day in October. Dream. Sleep. Rest. Dream. The windy day. You're walking through the park well wrapped up and it's windy and your scarf flaps and you're glad you've got your hat and gloves on because the year is turning and the temperature is cooling. Above, the clouds rush by, rags and scraps driven by a high wind, and below the sky, the lake is choppy and lots of wavelets run in lines across the water, bobbing the boats that lie roped up. Only one brave soul and his little son take to the water and go out on a rowing boat. And they're laughing as they row, and the little boy loves the bouncing boat and he's happy dad. You walk along the path through a thick stand of trees, and the leaves blow and bluster, and some fly off the branches. Piles of leaves lie beside the track in gold and orange and bronze, because autumn's here and the bushes have berries, red and black and yellow and white. And squirrels hide in the brushwood, watching with bright eyes until you're gone, though some are brave enough to rush out to add to their collection of beechnuts and acorns and hazelnuts, and they hoard them in their fat cheeks and then scurry to bury the nuts somewhere secret before winter comes. And you walk on. The wind makes your cheeks rosy, and your hands are warm in your woolly gloves, and your feet crunch on twigs and gravel as you stroll. The wind blows and the clouds scud across the sky, but suddenly the sun comes out and catches the trees golden bright. Ahead, a dog runs after a stick. A child throws a frisbee, and the heavens between the clouds are blindingly, brilliantly blue. Head in front of a small wood across a mowed lawn where mushrooms appear in fairy circles, beside a pond with a gushing fountain in the shape of a dolphin in a grey stone basin, is a cafe. The cafe looks Victorian. It was probably the park keeper's cottage in years gone past, but is now converted to offer scones and tea and coffee, and hot buttered toast and fruit tea cakes. You bet that inside there'll be ginger cake and lemon drizzle cake and Victoria sponge cake. But if you don't want cake, you can simply have tea or coffee or Diet Coke. You enter, a bell rings, the glass door is clouded by condensation. You take off your hat and scarf and gloves, and a waitress shows you to the table by the window. From the window, you can see the pond with its dolphin fountain, and beyond that, the golden-leafed wood. And there, past the wood, lies the lake you strolled by before. And there at the lake, the dad and the son are mooring the boat and making ready to go home. There are fewer people around now, and the sun goes behind a cloud and it begins to rain, streaking the window. The rain is beautiful. The woman with an apron comes to take your order, and you decide you'll have a hot chocolate in a mug. When she brings the drink, it comes in a white porcelain mug, and beside it is a square of dark chocolate with crystals of minted sugar embedded inside, which you can take or leave depending on your preference. The chocolate is sugar-free if you don't like sugar, and fat-free if you don't like fat, and chocolate-free if you don't like chocolate. Though, if you don't like chocolate, why did you order a mug of it? Not that that matters. The rain keeps falling. It runs in patterns down the window, rivers and rivulets and ribbons of rain, and you clean away the condensation with your napkin to watch the dog and his man, hood up, head down, to avoid the rain. Though it's raining, the dog is having fun, bringing back sticks for the man to throw again, and again, and again. But you are not outside in the shower. You are inside in the lovely warm cafe. You have a delicious mug of hot chocolate, or coffee, or tea, or a glass of Diet Coke. And you could have a sandwich if you wanted. You can stay here in the warm as long as you want. Yes, that's true. You can stay here as long as you want. And you think you will. Yes, you think you will. It's cozy and it's friendly. And there's a fire in the hearth, a real fire, piled with logs. And they've got an autumn wreath of oak leaves and acorns, brambles and bindweed. It's nice here and you can stay. And in the warmth, You feel drowsy. Yes, why not stay as long as you like? You see, the cafe is a dream cafe, so you can stay as long as you like. Sleep. It's just a dream. You can sleep. Dream of the cafe in the park on that windy day. Dream of the cafe in the park on a windy day in October. Dream. Sleep. Rest. Dream.